Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for coming into the Grind Music. Today we have a special guest, the one and only legendary Mr. Lenny Williams. Will be live on the Grind Music. He's sung a lot of hit songs. Everybody who's into the music understands who Lenny Williams is. He's a legend before his time. And you're tuned into the Grind Music with some of the hottest interviews from around the world. Just give us a minute. We'll be having Lenny Williams in the building doing what he does best, you know, just talking about this music and where he's coming from and where he's going, things like that. So just stay close.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Williams?
Yes.
Yes, thank you for tuning into the Grind Music Radio.
My pleasure.
Yes, can you introduce to the listeners, because now our screen is blowing up, who you are and what kind of music you put out?
Yeah. Oh, yes, well, hold on 1 second. Of course, you know, I put out the R&B music. My name is Lenny Williams. Been doing music for years and years and years, a decade, actually. And, you know, with my own music with Child Power, you know, written songs for Jose Feliciano, you know, done things with Snoop Dogg, Kanye West, you know, various people, you know, Jay-Z. So, you know, just, you know, I'm just a music man.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's an honor and a privilege to have the legendary Lenny Williams in the building. You're tuned in to one of the hottest stations out there called the Grind Music Radio. And we just want to talk about your music. Did you ever expect your music to be this much of an impact from when you first started to now that everybody knows your music? They may not know your name, but they know the music.
Oh, well, definitely I had dreams, you know, most definitely, you know, but, you know, some dreams come true and some dreams don't, you know, so I definitely had dreams of, being on top and, you know, that the things that I did and that I created would definitely have an impact, you know, so I don't say that I knew it was going to happen, but I definitely wanted it to happen.
Yes, because your music now is in history books. Everybody knows the songs that you sing of that nature. I was also told that you're coming out with a new song. Am I correct?
Yes, right. I have a new song out now. You know, I've never, kind of a strange relationship with blues in that, you know, my grandparents, you know, they always said, ooh, don't sing the blues. They'll turn that off, you know. And, you know, it's just like it was, you know, it was like a death drug or something like that, you know. And then I'd always see my uncles and my aunts and some of my older cousins. They put the blues on and just be having the time of their life, just having a good old time, you know, partying and everything. And so just kind of wondering, you know, what you know, what's the difference, you know? And as I got older, I realized that all music, all American music, comes from the blues. And so, you know, whether it's jazz, rock and roll, R&B, even hip hop, you know, so I decided that I would do a blues song. So I just put that out, and so we did a lot of positive response on that. And then I'm also working on a new CD too, which was not, you know, going to be totally blues, but you know, we'll have you know, some blues in it, more than I've ever done before. And, you know, it's just kind of an opportunity to explore, you know, all the various types of music, you know while I have the opportunity to still create.
So since you've been doing the music and now you're getting in blues, if you have a choice to any blues singer you would like to do a collab with, who would it be and why?
Oh, wow. Well, that's an interesting question. Probably B.B. King, you know, because he's just, you know, been the ambassador of, you know, blues in the modern day. But I understand he's very, very ill right now. I've done shows with him. Another person would have been Bobby Blue Bland, who passed away a couple of years ago. You know, those are, you know, a lot of the guys that, you know, that really made blues, put blues kind of like in the mainstream. So I would say that they... I'd be able to get some traditional experiences and nuances from them. Plus, I would be able to understand how they were able to include some modern techniques or whatever it was to distinguish them and, you know, and bring them out of the pack and bring blues to the forefront.
So what is your opinion, since you're a legend in the industry, from the time when you came out with music then to the way they're taking the whole R&B, blues, and original music now? What is your feedback on it?
Well, you know, music evolves, and you know, civilization evolves. And so I think it's their time right now. So it's, you know, it's their time. It's up to them to do what you know, what they feel inside, and they're right about what they see and what they hear, and about the times that they're in. So I really have no criticisms. Say it's their time, their day, and they're doing their thing, and you know, God bless them.
I'm supposed to tell you, you have a big fan. My assistant here, my co-host, Miss Diamond, she's standing next to me, hitting me in my shoulder. She's all gittery because you're on the phone. She would like to know if can
you... down there, I said hello. Yeah,
she's smiling now. She's like just in awe. She just pulled out one of your old CDs. I mean, one of your old vinyls.
Yes.
So, yeah, she's like in awe. So being a part of the legends, you're the true legends when it comes to music and true R&B. As a crooner that you are, do you feel that this people are trying to compete against you to get that same image that you put? Because in your songs, you let people see through your eyes what you're talking about. Do you feel other people are trying to do the same, or they're just not following your steps to be a teacher?
No, I think there are a lot of singers that do what I do. You know, a lot of them, you know, may not necessarily have the platform that I have, but I learned from somebody, and you know, somebody influenced me, whether it was, you know, somebody at church or whether it was someone on the radio. So I definitely think that you know, there are a lot of, you know, singers out there that emit you know, soul when they sing, and they're able to take a lyric and expound on it and help people to really get into the story of the song. I don't really necessarily look at it as competition. I guess the only competition that I see is when you on a show, and then, you know, it's like, okay, I'm gonna do the best to get the audience response, and you know, you over there, you trying to do your best, you know. But in terms of just making the music and creating it, I don't really see competition. I guess the only competition would be for radio time, like, but that's more about marketing and more about promotion. But in terms of the actual songwriting, I don't necessarily see that.
Okay, okay. I mean, that's good. I'm just in awe because my co-host is hitting me real hard. She's like in love with you right now, so I do apologize.
And that's but Diamond, right?
Yeah, her name is Miss Diamond. She keeps telling me, she's writing little cue cards telling me, can you sing for her on the radio? So I'm like trying to flag her down.
Diamond, you know I love you no matter what you do. And I hope you understand me. Every word I say is true. Diamond, I love you. Oh, 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 oh.
All right, now she just passed out in a chair.
Call the paramedics. I tell her I'm a doctor, too.
Yeah, she's wiping her eyes, so whatever you just sung, she's like, it's affecting her. She told me to tell you thank you.
Quite welcome. She's quite welcome, yes.
Yes. So being in the music industry, I know you see a lot of ups and downs when it comes to the music. What kind of advice can you give people that want to follow in your footsteps to be successful and to be an ambassador such as yourself to the music industry?
Well, you just have to encourage yourself, and you know, you have to try to find people that will encourage you, because you're definitely going to have some stumbling blocks along the way, and you just have to believe in yourself and encourage yourself and realize that you know, you have to pay dues and just be as good as you can be doing what you do. I advise people to not get involved with illegal substances, drugs, and if you're going to drink, drink moderately, and just try to be nice to people, and and plant those good seeds, and eventually they'll pop up somewhere, and you'll get the results that you're looking for.
So, do you have any tours coming up, or when is your next single or album going to drop?
Well, we're looking probably around the late June, somewhere around that time. But I basically don't do big tours anymore. I just kind of go out on the weekends. So usually, 2 to 3 weekends a month, I go out and work on the weekends, and then I just come back home. And so we're kind of doing it like that. And then I guess the only major tours I might do is when I'm overseas or something like that. But other than that, I just when I'm here in America, I just do weekends.
No problem. What do you do when you're not performing or in the studio? I mean, like, who do you listen to on your days off?
I just turn the radio on and I listen, so I listen to everybody. And occasionally I put in CDs. Lately I've been listening to Johnny Taylor, of course, Marvin Gaye, listen to Aretha Franklin, people like that, Tupac. Just, just putting it in and listening listen to some Beyonce. Yeah, I listen to a little bit of everything. Neo, Anthony Hamilton. Yeah, I just love music. Little Taylor Swift.
That's kind of good, because you just went through a whole genre of music of different artists from different backgrounds and different sides of the world. So that's good that you're open-minded when it comes to music. You're not just stuck on one side. So, when you're in the studio, what catches your attention to bring out that soulful music? Is there something that you focus on when you're in the studio, think about, that brings out that soulful music?
Well, it all depends upon the lyric of the song. So what I try to do is really get involved in the lyric, is just talking about pain, trying to really feel that pain. Really feel, that love. If it's talking about, how happy you are because, you're in love with someone and they're in love with you and they're treating you right. And I just try to get those feelings. And then you have a good producer in the studio with you who's always, encouraging you. And they can sometimes see things that you can't see. And they'll say, oh, why don't you approach it from this way? And why don't you pause here and you have more effect with that lyric or go up a little higher. So, you know, I definitely can't take the credit for, you know, everything that I've done in the studio in terms of my vocal presentation, because producers are there also to kind of help you and direct you to, you know, to give the best performance.
Yes, because, I mean, I've seen some of your music, it stands out. It'll make you think. And I think that's what's made you so successful, because your music is not one-sided. Anybody hears it can relate to what you're saying. You have such a positive way of singing, and you have such a strong voice. I think that's what's made the success in your track record grow more and more. But it's also an honor, again, I want to say, to have the legendary Lenny Williams here on the Grind Music Radio. There's so many questions we can ask. If you want, we would like you to shout out the social media or places they can buy your music, or your website, or where can they catch you at on a show if you would like.
Right. Well, you can always go to LennyWilliams.com, and you can find out where I'm going to be. You can buy my music there. You can also buy it on Amazon and iTunes and all of the major online stores. Like I said, you can go. I'm on Twitter at Lenny Williams. I'm also on Instagram, so you can find out all the, you know, where I'm going to be. I think I'm going to be going down to I'm all over the place, you know, Rochester, New York. I'll be coming up that way. I'll be down in Atlanta. So I'm down in Florida. So I'm just moving around in California. So if you go to the link, like I said, LennyWilliams.com, you can find out where I'm going to be. And if I'm in the area, come out and check out the show.
Yes, it's Mr. Williams. I understand you have a busy day, and I want to thank you for coming by the studio. And it's an honor and a privilege to have you here. So we want you to give us, we would like, it's a tradition here on the Grind Music to get a drop from our legendaries, celebrity friends that stop by the studio to give us a little bit of their time. The station is called the Grind Music. So we would like to get a drop from you for the radio.
Hey, this is Lenny Williams, and you're listening to the Grind Music, my kind of station.
Thank you very much, Mr. Williams, and you enjoy yourself.
My pleasure. And you tell the Diamond and the Diamond need me to come over and fan her a little bit.
Yeah, because she's in awe right now. She's like wiping her face and just smiling, and
I appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate you too. Thank you so much. All right?
You're very welcome.
Okay, bye now.
Bye-bye. You heard it here live on the Grind Music. Lenny Williams is in the building. As you see, he stopped by to sing to our co-host, Miss Diamond, and now she's all giddy and just laughing, and, you know, that gushy stuff women do. They laugh all like, ooh. So we have live in the building Lenny Williams on the Grind Music. So we want to say thank you, thank all our listeners, thank all our fans. We got live in the building Lenny Williams. He just stopped by to give us a little insight.